This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Congressman John Shattuck, who represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee and is the author of an alternative health care reform bill, which we'll talk about here in just a moment. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Let's start with your views of the Wednesday night speech by President Obama to Congress. What were you hoping to hear in specificity from him, and did you get answers to your questions?
Well, what I really hoped to hear was that he had some understanding and some appreciation for the views of people who spoke up at town halls all across America during the August break, who fear that this plan will put the federal government or a federal bureaucrat or bureaucracy between them and their doctor, and that he was willing to make some concessions so that the bill would not be as expansive in kind of insinuating the federal government into the entire healthcare system and specifically into the private healthcare system as at least is proposed in the House bill. And I didn't hear that. And indeed, I did not hear that he either understood their concern or appreciated their concern. As a matter of fact, I got to say, I actually heard him say that he thinks that when people say we don't want a federal government takeover of healthcare, what they are saying is they did not want a so-called public plan. I think those two issues are, quite frankly, quite different. One is the creation of a federally government-run health insurance plan that would compete with the private sector. That's one issue. A separate issue is the micromanagement, indeed I might say nanomanagement, of the health insurance industry that's prescribed in the 1,026-page-long House bills.
We're talking with Arizona Congressman John Shattuck. And Congressman, one of the things the president said a couple different times in the speech on Wednesday night was that he's open to new ideas, different ideas, and his phone is open, his door is open for those who are serious about working to get something done. On the other hand, we've heard some say that no Republicans have been invited to the White House. John McCain, among others, have said that Republicans have virtually been shut out of the process up on the Hill. So what's been your experience on all this?
You know, he uses that language to say he's open, but quite frankly, I don't think he has been very open. I know that at least here on the House side, the drafting of the bill was purely partisan. It was drafted by three different committees, Ways and Means, Commerce, and Ed and Labor. It was drafted by the chairman of those three committees and by the chairman's staff and committee staff. Not only were active healthcare members like myself left out or excluded, not invited into any of that process, but even the ranking member of the full committee, in my case, Mr. Barton, and the ranking member of the health subcommittee, in my case, Mr. Deal, they were not invited into the room. And typically, the Senate is more bipartisan, and I think there has been at least to some degree a little more bipartisanship on the Senate side, quite frankly, I think because they hope to peel a couple of senators off and get them to vote with them. But unfortunately, the president's statement, look, I am open to discussing any alternatives, has proven not to be very accurate of where he really is. And quite frankly, he's very careful in crafting that language. He says, I am open to discuss any serious proposals. Well, the problem is, if you tell him, well, okay, I have a proposal to allow, for example, interstate purchase of health insurance so that somebody living in one state would not have just five insurance companies to pick from. Remember, that was one of the examples he gave last night.
He said,
in many states, 75% of the market is controlled by just four or five insurance companies. He's right about that, but his answer to that is one government competitor. My answer to that is let's let people buy across state lines, and they'll wind up having 20 or 30 or 40 competitors. But he won't even consider discussing an idea like that. So I don't think it's a genuine offer from what I can tell.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your legislation, especially the part you just mentioned there, Congressman, and that's the ability to buy health insurance across state lines if your plan were to be approved. How would that work so that people would see significantly cheaper premiums and yet not less quality care?
There are really Insurance is a little bit confusing. People say, oh, healthcare is so confusing. There are really two issues where I don't think the current government regulatory structure forces health insurance companies to compete. And let me break them down, because the cross-state line idea only applies to one of the two. Most healthcare in America is delivered to people through their employer. Your employer buys a plan and then says, here, I'm providing you this insurance plan as an employee benefit. That is what's called the group market. And the reason that most Americans, 60-plus percent of Americans, get their health insurance through a group plan is that when your employer buys in the group market, not only did they get group discounts, they deliver large blocks of people, and that helps bring down the cost, but employer-provided care under our tax code is tax-free. Well, that makes it dramatically less expensive. The problem with that is that it distorts the market. Your employer does not really know what kind of a plan you want. He doesn't know how many members there are of your family and what their condition is or what interests they have in terms of health care. And once he buys it, you're stuck with it. And that plan goes out and picks a doctor that you may not like, or a list of doctors you may not like, and you have very little control. I kind of summarize it by saying your employer bought the plan, and the plan hired your doctor, and if either one of them abuse you, you can't fire them or hold them accountable because you didn't hire them. That's very different than, for example, auto insurance. You and I go out and buy our own auto insurance plan. We are besought every day by Geico and Allstate and Progressive, who say, come buy our plan and we'll give you better coverage for less money. But if you and I pick a plan and they raise their rates or they mistreat us by not honoring a claim, you and I can fire that plan. So there's a lack of competition in the group market. But the issue of cross-state purchases and how it would bring down cost is a different one. That applies to those of us whose employer does not give us health care, but we go out and buy on our own. When one of us goes out, you go out and buy a plan to just cover you and your family. That's called the individual market. And that's the market the president's talking about when he says that in most states, there are very, very few companies who compete for our business. He said, and I think his numbers are probably close to accurate, that in the vast majority of states, at least 75% of all health insurance in this individual market is controlled by as few as five different insurers. That is a result of state laws, and those state laws say that if you want to sell individual insurance policy in, for example, the state of Arizona, my home state, or we'll say the state of Virginia, you have to write a policy that complies with every single requirement of, in my case, Arizona law, in the case of a resident of Virginia, complies with Virginia law. That keeps out most of the competitors. And that's why in many states there are as few as five insurance companies that sell the vast majority of insurance. I think the president said that in Mississippi, five insurance companies have 95% of the business. Now, the cross-state line proposal simply says a few things. It says, number one, an insurance company that wanted to take advantage of this legislation would have to comply with federal standards for solvency and federal standards for appeal. If they deny somebody care, it gets to be reviewed by a panel of independent doctors. And then it would write the policy in compliance with one state's law and then take it to any one of the other 49 states. By taking it to any one of the other 49 states and offering it for sale, they would be subjecting themselves to jurisdiction by that state's insurance commissioner, so that if they mistreat a customer in Arizona, having filed the bill originally under Illinois law, the Arizona insurance commissioner could protect me, and they would subject themselves to jurisdiction of the Arizona state courts. The reason it would bring down cost is that many more insurance companies could afford to write policies for all 50 states. There would be many, many more competitors, and then there's a whole separate issue of individual state mandates. Many states have enacted what are called benefit mandates, which is they're laws that say if you sell insurance in a given state, you must cover acupuncture, or you must cover aromatherapy, or you must cover hair replacement. And every time you mandate that no policy can be sold in the state unless it covers hair replacement or alcoholism counseling or aromatherapy or acupuncture, you drive up the cost of that insurance. The idea behind interstate purchase is that you and I could buy, we have more policies to pick from, and we could buy a policy perhaps written and qualified in a state where they did not mandate some of these more esoteric services that you and I can do without in order to get a less expensive plan.
Congressman, just a couple minutes before we let you go, you mentioned that your plan would obviously allow folks basically to shop for health insurance around the country. The president was talking about what he calls, I believe, a national health exchange. Is that simply tacking on the public option to the system that already exists, or is there something more to it, and what do you think of it?
Well, the exchange is not a bad idea. Unfortunately, when the president talks about an exchange, he talks about one exchange across the entire country, and every policy sold in that exchange must comply with this incredible list of mandates, requirements, prescriptions, details imposed upon it by the federal government. For example, right now, most insurance is regulated at the state level. This bill says, oh, no, we're going to regulate all new insurance plans at the federal level, and we're going to say what benefits the plan has to offer, what you can charge for those benefits, the ratio between the highest amount you can charge to the sickest person and the lowest amount you can charge to the healthiest person. We're going to charge, we're going to prescribe what you must cover and what you can't cover. For example, the federal law says you must cover drug counseling and alcohol counseling. You must also cover what's called mental illness or mental illness parity. And then it creates a new board at the federal level to prescribe many more specifics that the policy must cover, down to and including how an insurance policy must be advertised. And you can't even advertise your policy by a different mechanism than the federal government says you can advertise it. Fundamentally, what we're going to do is we're going to wind up doing away with all innovation in the health insurance industry, and we'll have a single set of plans written and controlled from Washington, D.C. by Washington bureaucrats.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, it's great to have you with us.
My pleasure.
Arizona Congressman John Shattuck represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.